This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can, you know, if you want to receive text alerts from us, you can just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And then, you know, just head up to the website. Get involved. Get engaged. Get a clue. If you're listening to my show, you're getting a clue. And I always know when I've hit special point, special button, when people start to go nuts on me on Facebook and other places. You know, it's really funny when you bring somebody like, you know, Dr. Ted on. People don't listen and then try to decide. What they do is they start barraging you with maybe negatives they've either found or think they found or holes in something he said. I'm not interested. You don't like what he says. You don't any of my guests, frankly. Right? I mean, if you don't like what he says, then don't listen. Don't be involved. Don't be a guy. I don't care. I care. I want you to listen. I want you to get engaged. I want you to get involved. I want you to understand. But I'm not going to beat my brains out there. Unlike the other side, I'm not going to beat you up if you don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Georgia man's under arrest after severely beating and choking a man he found inside his 14-year-old daughter's bedroom. Now, before I go on, you dads that have young girls, can you imagine anything else? I have a young granddaughter. I would have done the same thing. You know, don't get me going. All right. Ismael Casillas, 41 years old, found Keywantrith Humphreys, 20, inside his daughter's room in their Coweta County home. That was on the 4th of July. They fought. Things erupted in anger. He began to choke and beat Humphreys, knocking out some of his teeth. He then asked his wife for a gun and followed Humphreys after he jumped out the window in an effort to escape. In the front yard, Casillas allegedly resumed the beating and fired several shots through the neighborhood as Humphreys fled on foot. Investigators said that Casillas' action in the yard crossed the line, since Humphreys is also known as a man-man, whatever that means. He was fleeing and not a threat. Now, Casillas might not have been criminally charged had he just dished out the beating. Casillas is charged with aggravated assault. Humphreys faces the charge, faces child molestation charges. Now, you know, aggravated assault doesn't carry as much of a charge, right? These emotional attacks usually don't carry as much of a charge. But why should this guy have to go? Why should this guy even be charged with this stuff? You came into my house looking for my daughter, right? You're molesting my daughter in my home that you're not invited into, and I don't even know who you are. And I'm going to get charged with this? Yeah. Listen. This girl is going to carry this through her life longer than the front yard. This man that was fleeing had, you know what? I'm sorry. If he was going to get away with it so he's missing a few teeth, whatever. But he's running through the front, he's leaving, you know, running across the front yard, leaving, and dad goes and grabs him, starts pounding on him again. And they say that's where the dad crossed the line. How about when the guy was sexually molesting the little girl? Didn't he cross the line? This is the little girl we're talking about here. She can't protect nothing. We have, you know, we are in the toilet as a society. There's no other way around it. Let's go to the phones. Ed from Washington. Ed, always a pleasure to have you call in. I appreciate your time. Ed, that's it. Let's try this again. Okay. All right, start all over, Ed. Apparently, there was no volume. Go ahead.
Okay, there never is. Not enough. this Dr. Ted's name, I need his full name so I can get download his information on what you were talking about. That's what I asked the guy to get me is his name. But here's something for you to think about, because I've been talking to a lot of people in our state government as well as just the general public. So I've decided to organize a citizens group, and the acronym will tell you what we're going to be handling. It's called Citizens Resistance Against Perpetrators. Now, just write that out, and that's what we'll be handling. Crap.
Oh, God. Hey, the doctor's name is Dr. Ted Noel.
N-O-E-L.
Oh, Dr. Ted Noel, physician for years, got some great pieces out there. And, you know, I'm tired of all the stuff going around, and we have all these Facebook doctors that have decided they know better than everybody else. So I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not dealing with it anymore. I'm not having it anymore. And anyway, but hey,
maybe you'll want to join my citizens group then.
Yep. All right, Ed, thanks for calling. I always appreciate your calls. Okay, so I wasn't trying to slight Ed, but I mean, I still got this thing swimming around in my head. That a guy breaks into my house, molests my daughter. I beat the crap out of him. I've still got this emotion built up in me. I chase him out front, and I'm gonna be brought up on charges. This is nuts. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. This is Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You want to be part of the conversation because you want information. I don't know it all. I don't believe you know it all either. Kind of where my head's at. And I always get a kick out of people who, yeah, I already heard that, or I know this, or I know. No, actually, you don't. There's so much going on right now. And I'm not just saying, not just in the news. There's so much going on around us. I can't keep up with it all. I don't know how you can. You know, one of my favorite sites that I love to go whatever, is Campus Reform. And the reason I love them so much is they actually go out on these websites, not the websites, but they go out on these college campuses. And if you go to their website, you'll see what I'm talking about. And they get these, I just love this, they get these, I don't know, lack of a better term, they get the kids on the campuses, and they ask, they're simple questions. They're not anything that requires a brain surgeon, right? You don't need five people to help you figure it out. You don't need a degree in anything. But these kids have absolutely no clue from a political standpoint. And you can tell that most of the time, they're spewing the professor's the professor's response, the professor's answer to the situation. So campus reform went on a couple of these college sites. And they asked the kids, basically, when was the last time they saw Joe Biden? And I think the answers are just wonderful. Take a listen. Maybe.
Hi, I'm Eduardo Nurette with Campus Reform. Today we're in Miami Beach, Florida, talking to young Americans about their support for Joe Biden. Can they name anything he's done on the campaign trail in the last 3 months? Is he hiding? Also, can they even name anything he's done in his decades-long career in Congress or as vice president? Let's find out. Who are you voting for in November or thinking about supporting, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, because I hate both of them, but if Joe Biden picks someone with a brain as his running mate, that'll be better than Donald Trump.
Joe Biden, because it's not Donald Trump.
If I had to choose between Trump and Biden, I will probably choose Biden.
Right now, I don't know anyone in particular.
I don't really support one person over the other.
I'm undecided. It's going to be tough this year for me.
So I'm thinking about supporting Donald Trump. He's fought really hard for job creation in the United States.
One of the concerns that a lot of commentators on both sides of the political aisle have been saying is that in the recent months, Biden's nowhere to be seen. He hasn't been doing a lot of campaign events. It's not a lot of press conferences. As someone who wants to support him, in the last few months, have you seen Joe Biden do a campaign event? I mean, can you think of a time when you last saw him in the last few months?
No, and I think that's one of his biggest flaws right now, is that right now we need him more than anything because Trump is having all his rallies.
And have you seen him do a press conference? And have you seen him, you know, out on the campaign trail? Does anything come to mind for you guys?
Actually, no. I don't really watch the news, but a lot of social media, and I haven't seen anything. No,
I tell you what I love about this. None of the kids are wearing masks. They're out and about. They're not wearing masks, and they don't seem to have a problem with it. And remember, they were just screaming about the young people that are getting, you know, they're getting the coronavirus in bigger numbers. And they're not dying, though. Right? They're not being hospitalized. They're not dying. Take a listen.
I've not seen him.
Not really, no. I haven't really seen anything from him. I've seen more from Donald Trump, more than I would like to see.
His presence hasn't really been too strong.
But honestly, it's more like Trump advertising and stuff. So I don't know honestly what Biden is doing, but, you know.
I'm not really. I don't really follow on politics that much.
No, I haven't. Not really, no. I've just seen him talk in a few commercials.
So what I see on my social media, it's basically things against Trump. So I feel that Joe Biden doesn't really need to do as much.
You would say that he's potentially hiding, not doing a lot of media.
I want you to, more than just kind of giggling at what they're saying, I want you to really listen to what they're saying. These are young people that are around you, that you're dealing with on a regular basis. And I want to make sure that you don't just blow them off, because there's no surety here. We don't know for sure who's going to vote and who's not. Now, the young kids, still, even in the last election, they don't vote in the numbers you would hope they would vote in. Or, in my case, I don't want them to vote in. Nancy Pelosi's trying to make it so 16-year-olds can vote. Think about that. Can't buy cigarettes. Can't buy liquor. Can't own a gun. Can't yet go into service. Right? And these Tide Pod-eating kids are the ones that she wants to vote. But I want you to listen to why they're voting or would be voting for Biden.
100%, and if Donald Trump wins, that's going to be the determining factor.
Do you think Biden's hiding, trying to avoid the spotlight?
Yeah, definitely. Maybe hoping that Donald Trump will self-destruct.
I'd say keeping a low profile is probably a very accurate way of summing up his campaign strategy.
Oh, I think that he's probably just sitting back. Yeah, watching this and letting that happen.
Maybe not hiding, maybe just waiting until we get further into the debates and election.
Are you concerned that this guy's trying to be president and not enough people are hearing from him?
It's definitely a major concern that not enough people are hearing from him, especially if he's trying to run for president.
For him to just sit in silence and not announce anything, say anything, is a really big problem, and I think it's going to affect his campaign.
You know, good. But I think what would affect this campaign more, and they don't realize it, is that if he comes out and says anything. I mean, can any of you imagine, can you envision, I can, envision in your mind Joe Biden and Donald Trump on the same stage together? I mean, it would be, I would pay for that. That would be like a pay-per-view event, don't you think? Now, understand that you would only be paying for about 7 minutes, because I think that Trump would spin him so bad that he would just have a meltdown. He wouldn't even know where he was or why he was even on that stage.
If people can't remember what he did a few months ago, are they going to be able to remember the things he's done in his career? He's been in politics for decades, and so he's been in politics for 30, 40 years. What comes to mind is what Biden has done in the last 30 or 40 years for you. Does anything come to mind about his career?
No, nothing. I mean, him running for president.
The only thing of right now when I think of Joe Biden is Obama's VP, and that's a problem, because if you're running for president, you need to step up and you need to do stuff. I don't care if you're 20, 30, or 80, you need to step up and start doing stuff.
Aside from the things he did in the Obama administration, I can't really recall much, you know?
He helped.
Now, see, my question would be, what did he do in the Obama administration? Ask the question. And these people are all out in front of a Starbucks, so this is great.
The role of vice president, but that's more of a position than an actual thing he did.
It all goes into Obama's terms, and, you know, that he's just his wingman, basically.
So you would say that outside of the position, there's not an actual agenda or idea that he put...
Well, I'll tell you what. This I love, because it shows that some of these young people are asking the question. They're curious as to what he stands for and what he's done. So, I'm good with this. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We come back, talk a little bit about your health care. Talk a little bit how you can still take care of yourself. Be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal judge in California extended the deadline she first imposed that mandated the release of immigrant children detained with their parents in ICE family detention centers. The deadline was initially set for tomorrow. Had the deadline not been extended, the migrant children ran the risk of being separated from their parents and released. Judge Dolly G had ordered the release of the children in June after determining the coronavirus pandemic had made the family detention centers unsafe. G said the government is already violating her earlier order by holding them longer than 20 days. The average child has been in detention over 100 days, and 97 children are affected by this order. The deadline was extended to July 27. Lawyers for the migrants say they should be released while awaiting the outcome of their asylum cases, given the rising number of COVID-19 cases in each ICE detention center. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-7325. I didn't mean that. 5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. You know, every couple of weeks, I bring on Matt Bellis from Liberty HealthShare. And some of you know they're sponsors of the show, obviously. But I don't just bring people on to bring people on. I mean, I believe in their product. And I've got enough positive emails from you, some of you guys, to know that it's real. Right? And I don't mean that the product is real, but I mean that the commitment to servicing you, commitment to making sure you get what you need, is real. And if you've been in the boat I have, you know, all my life, I've not been a sickly person. And, you know, I've had moments of where I've needed help for certain things or done something stupid and hurt myself. But for the most part, I have a healthy family. I'm a healthy person. I know I don't look it, huh? But you still have to be ready for that time, that moment, whatever you want to call it. You still have to be ready. And I've learned that, you know, when it comes to taking care of your body, some of us don't take care of our, you know, I went and got the oil changed today. I know, boring, right? But I got the oil changed today. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, wouldn't it be great if you could talk to your doctor the same way you talk to the guy that changes your oil? Why do I need that oil? Why can't I have this? Can I do that? What'll make this do better? Will the car run cooler if I do this? And I made the decisions I wanted to make. A lot of us go into the doctor and it's more of a, doc, what will they pay for? What will the insurance company pay for? What do I need? That kind of thing. I don't think we should ever be stuck to that. Especially if you're cutting a check every month for your own insurance. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, Matt Bellis joins me, and I will apologize because I did the recording earlier today, but had some issues. But overall, though, a lot of people say when I talk about you're a self-pay patient, It's almost like, and I don't know how to put it, it's almost like you have a credit card or a card, and you bring that card into the doctor, and you have it in your pocket, and you decide on your treatment, and then he tells you what it's going to cost, and you hand him the card. And Liberty HealthShare pays for it. But in reality, you're negotiating price, you're negotiating procedure, you're negotiating what's going on. Do you do that? Most people wouldn't think that was available for their health insurance. And it's a great feeling. Really, I'm seriously. So take a listen. This is my Matt Bellis interview, pretty much already in progress.
You know, it's funny. That was one of the questions I used to get on a regular basis when you would talk about self-pay, responsible for the bill, it's up to you. People were like, well, what the heck do I need to pay you, a monthly fee for then? But in reality, you're getting in front of the doctor with the knowledge, and for lack of a better term now, Matt, that there's a bucket of cash and there's somebody bigger than you behind you backing you up. But you're in there on the front, and you're the one that's making the decisions for your body. You're the one that's working with a doctor that you trust. I mean, you don't have this book that's 3.5 inches thick. I got to go through first to find out whether the doctor's in the system or not, right? I mean, these are you talk to your doctor ahead of time, and you're paying the bill. It's like almost like you're writing a check to them, right?
In a way, yes. And yeah, you're right. For lack of a better term, bucket of cash.
Well, people, that gets them excited. People, think about that. They go, oh, okay, well, good. I'm not writing a check myself out of my own account, so to speak.
Well, frankly, the way that I look at it and the way that I think about it is basically like going to church on Sunday. You know, you have a medical issue, you get hurt, you've got the medical bill, you go, you stand up in front of everybody and you say, hey, everyone, broke my arm, here's the bill I've got. And then people come up and give you money. People have dealt with these services online like GoFundMe or other things,
right,
that are crowdfunding, crowdsourcing these payments to everybody. That's basically what we're doing, but we're doing it from a standard of commitment, that we are committed to one another, that we are paying our share amounts to one another on a regular basis. And Liberty HealthShare is just there to take those disparate share amounts, aggregate them together, and pay medical bills so that people are made whole. We're not here to try and, pass a hat or pass the plate or just hope and pray or maybe someday somebody will give us some money. That's not it at all. This is very systematic, effective, efficient ways of paying for health care that go beyond what we do. This is not health insurance, and we don't want it to be health insurance.
Yep.
This is health care sharing. This is restoring that community aspect of our health care and empowering you to make the decisions that are necessary for your life.
If you've just joined me, I've got Matt Bellis on the line with me with Liberty Health Share. We're talking about, we're not talking about the difference between health insurance and health sharing, but the reality is that health sharing is totally different. It's a different mindset. It's a different way of thinking. And for you old timers like myself, you grew up watching your parents cut a check to the insurance company and then fight it out with them over what they were going to pay for, what they weren't going to pay for, As some of you probably remember that your parents sitting there, even though they were cutting a check to insurance every month, they put off certain things because they couldn't handle the deductible or it wasn't covered by insurance or. This is a whole different way of doing it. And, Matt, in the last segment, you brought up, community help. It's a community. And I sound like an old man again. It's like in the old days, the community did help you. They did rally around, not just your bills. They helped you take care of your kids when you had that broken leg and you couldn't go to work and you needed to help feed those kids. They would help you. It was a community involvement. I see what I've heard, what I've seen, the emails I've gotten. Liberty HealthShare is pretty much the same way, isn't it?
Well, you're touching on something that was actually a tradition in this country for a long time until I would say healthcare become much more bureaucratic and overwielding. But there are co-ops. There are old societies that would do this type of thing to make sure that that people were taken care of within their community. Now, back then it was divided up very segregated by ethnicities, Polish for Polish and Italians for Italians.
Yeah.
While we're not doing that, we're not dividing that way, we are saying there is a clear, distinct choice here between third-party payment systems where there are bureaucrats 3,000 miles away who are trying to guide and direct and make decisions on your health care. They are disaffected. They don't know anything about you. They're just making decisions based on what the metrics and data tell them rather than what your health is actually dictating. So it changes that whole model where we're saying we don't want bureaucrats making those decisions. We want individuals making those decisions. And whenever they've made those decisions, they're backed up by a community that is committed to sharing in these medical bills. We're in a day and age where everybody wants to matter. Everybody wants to do something and actually be supportive of a bigger cause larger than themselves. Well, the good news is with Liberty HealthShare, you have that availability and the capability to be a part of that community that shares in those medical bills with one another. So it changes the whole dynamic. No longer are we dependent on big giant funds somewhere in the ether of financial systems or big giant corporations or bureaucrats or statisticians that are making these decisions. No, no, no. We're changing that completely, bringing the decision-making power back down to the most granular level possible, the private pay patient, and surrounding them with a community that is there to support them in their time of need. It's pretty much what you would normally do if you had these situations, rather than trying to come up with some complicated scheme to pay for things. You know, if ever you had an issue with your car, it'd be your neighbor that you'd talk to, or it'd be your family or friends, or, you know, any kind of community center or church that you would go to. Just the same way here. We're just making that a bigger, better, more effective system.
You know, you keep hearing that that it's a different world today. It's going to be a whole different world. We're going to have a new norm. I don't even know what that means, but whatever. You know, but small businesses, I mean, the reality here is that small businesses, you know, they're fighting to stay alive, if you would. They're trying to rework themselves, remake themselves. And, you know, part of that is a lot of small businesses. My wife and I for years owned a computer company. We had like 18 employees, and we offered health insurance. And it was one of the bigger expenses that we had. And there are a lot of businesses relooking at that today because they can't afford to do it anymore. They can't afford to lay out that kind of cash.
Especially with the governor of California shutting down businesses, right? More on this when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually, for that matter. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So, you know, again, I want to get back to it pretty quick here. Matt Bellis joins me as he does every couple of weeks or so. And we talk about, you know, hell, not. So we're clear. This is not health insurance policy. And we call it health sharing for a reason, because of the way it's laid out. You need to head over to the website, libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, to find out more about it. And the reality is that most people switch to it that I know and that have written me. I mean, again, really realize that not everybody writes you. But those that have written me emails about it after they got on it love it. Because they have total control over their health care. They have total control over how their body's taken care of. You can't say that when you have an insurance company. They dictate how you're taken care of. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back at it with Matt Bellis from Liberty Health Share.
You know, you keep hearing that it's a different world today. It's going to be a whole different world. We're going to have a new norm. I don't even know what that means, but whatever. You know, but small businesses, I mean, the reality here is that small businesses, they're fighting to stay alive, if you would. They're trying to rework themselves, remake themselves. And, you know, part of that is a lot of small businesses. My wife and I for years owned a computer company. We had like 18 employees, and we offered health insurance. And it was one of the bigger expenses that we had. And there are a lot of businesses really looking at that today because they can't afford to do it anymore. They can't afford to lay out that kind of cash. You know, when you're looking for a new job, I would imagine, okay, I don't have any hard statistics here, but I would imagine that if you've already come in and you say, look, I don't need the health insurance, I'd say, I don't need the health insurance, I'd rather have the money. But I mean, you could say, look, I don't need health insurance, I've already got it. I've already got the ability to take care of myself from a hospital or a health plan. Any upside to that?
I've actually had people tell me that they probably got their jobs because they haven't had to add an extra amount of burden onto the employer. If that's something that the employer doesn't have to worry about, that makes you, frankly, more attractive. And actually being a part of a healthcare sharing ministry gives you a tremendous amount of flexibility. You can go to a different state and keep your Liberty Health Share membership. Go to a different job and keep your Liberty Health Share membership. Again, during this time, there have been some 40 million people who have probably been displaced from their place of employment. About 27 million people lost their health care coverage because of it. And about 5 to 10 of those million don't have any access to any kind of assistance for getting new health care. So there's going to be a great need. There already is a great need for people to become more self-sufficient, more self-sustaining. And in the realm of health care, you've got to be able to make those choices and decisions on your own, not have to worry about what your employer is going to say or what the state can say or what some bureaucrat's going to say. You need to have that voice. You need to have that decision-making power. And with Liberty HealthShare, you've got that.
You know, Matt, whenever we talk and you talk about that, you know, having the power, have the right, have to make decision, I always think of people that you continually hear in your head going, well, you can't tell me what to do, and I know what my rights are, and I can do this, and I can do that. But when it comes to, you know, taking care of your body, your doctor, you cower in the corner and go, well, what should I do? What does the insurance company want me to do? No, take control of your life. Take control of how you take care of your body. And I'm going to use a very uncomfortable word, okay, people? You may need to have to read, all right? You may go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, and read. All right, they've got a lot of good material on it. If you don't want to read, if you're really going to push back, then it's simple. 855-585-4237. 855-585-4237. And just Google Liberty Health Share. I know all you got your little phone in your hand. You're not going to write this down. And get informed. Because if for no other reason, you know, to Matt's point, a lot of people have lost their health share and that health care and that unaffordable care act ain't going to help you. But this will. So give it a shot. Get informed. Last but not least, though, I know you're the anomaly here for some reason. A lot of us that have had to stay home, you know, here in California where we're, you know, locked in our chairs or we'll get arrested or something, we've put a few poundages on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, one too many Twinkies kind of thing. But Liberty HealthShare can help with that, can't they?
Well, we've actually got a program that whenever you join Liberty Health Share, if you're struggling with what we call a lifestyle condition, so maybe obesity, maybe smoking, maybe type 2 diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure, we have a program called Health Track that with just an extra $80 per month charge, you get a health coach that walks through some predetermined self-set goals that whenever you actually reach those goals, you retain your Liberty Health Share membership and you graduate from Health Track. And we have found that that's one way that people are getting to a better place of health with just a little bit of accountability and a little bit of coaching. They're able to make some significant life change that really makes things all for the better. And frankly, I have to say, I don't know about you. You might have been binging on the Twinkies, but during the lockdown, I've been looking at it as a time period to get healthier. So we're on opposite ends of the spectrum.
I can't stand people like you that have such discipline, you know. So for the $80 a month, I don't get you don't just send me a card to the local gym, right? You actually help me work through. Here you go. It's right for the two blocks of your home. Yeah. Have fun.
No, we're invested. We want to work with you. We want to know how you're doing and support you in any way we can.
All right. Well, Matt, it's always fun having you on, always informative, and I do get a lot of people. I'm not just saying it because he's with me here. I really do get a lot of positive feedback via email. It's an actual company. There's human beings on the other side, and they they speak English. They don't speak medicalese to you, and you can get the information you need. And just start off by calling. It's really that simple. Make the first phone call. And you might decide this is not for you, but you might decide it is. But you won't know until you call. 855-585-4237. Matt, have a great rest of the day. And it's funny. That was one of the questions I used to get on a regular basis when you would talk about self-pay, responsible for the bill. It's up to you. People were like, well, what the heck do I need to pay you, a monthly fee for then? But in reality, you're getting in front of the doctor with the knowledge, and for lack of a better term now, Matt, that there's a bucket of cash and there's somebody bigger than you behind you backing you up. But you're in there on the front, and you're the one that's making the decisions for your body. You're the one that's working with a doctor that you trust. I mean, you don't have this book that's 3.5 inches thick. I got to go through first to find out whether the doctor's in the system or not, right? I mean, these are you talk to your doctor ahead of time, and you're paying the bill. It's like almost like you're writing a check to them, right?
In a way, yes. And yeah, you're right. For lack of a better term, bucket of cash.
Well, people, that gets them excited. People, think about that and go, oh, okay, well, good. I'm not writing a check myself out of my own account, so to speak.
Yeah, it is really funny that again, we've gotten in such a habit. We actually believe that there's only one way to do something. And there's never only one way to do something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check them out at libertyhealthshare.com, libertyhealthshare.com. So, there's so many stories I want to go through. I'm not going to get through them all, but whatever. California, we're shutting down again. Our dictatorial, His Highness Gavin Newsom, he's closing indoor activities now all across the state. And part of the problem with that is that some people need to blow off steam, right? I mean, you'd agree with that. A lot of people would agree with that. Some people simply need to blow off steam. Now, you do that at the gym, at the track. I don't know, some people, it's boxing for them. Whatever it is, kickboxing, karate, whatever they use. So, you can't have two brain cells to rub together and not know and understand that at some point in time, right, that this is going to explode on you. People aren't going to be able to hold it together because all that pent-up energy has to come out. It has to be released. So a surge of coronavirus, and now you heard earlier tonight, now, you're going to have some people poo-poo it and tell you, no, it's not true, but it is true. We are exponentially testing a lot more people. The percentages have not skyrocketed on people that have coronavirus. So we're not being told the truth. And the numbers, frankly, as it was explained tonight earlier, they're not real. And they're not real from a standpoint, if you have coronavirus antibodies in your blood, you've already had it. You don't have it anymore. But the county knows it's coronavirus. Now, California residents in the Golden State, they're getting crazy. So if you're coming here for any reason, I hate to say it, don't. Stay home. Don't come here from another state. You're just asking for it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 5563. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We're here all week. Hopefully you'll be with us.